know how we do it.
Welcome. You are now in the village.
What up, y'all? This is your girl, Lady Jay. What up, y'all? This is your girl, Lady Jay. Y'all know what to do with us, huh?
You are now in the village. Home of Taking It Back Tuesdays. Welcome to the village, the kids' corner, the second helping, and music moments.
It's your girl, Lady Jane. Recording from the bedroom, from the kitchen table, from the library there. You know how we do it.
This is KK. This is KK. This is KK, and you're listening to Bluntly KK. Like that video really got me like.
Welcome to the village. Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ, and tonight I have.
What up? What up? What up? It's your girl, Lady J. I'll come in close.
You sound all sexy and stuff.
Yeah.
It's welcome to the village after hours.
Village idiot style.
Giggity.
So we in here, the village, y'all. Lady J's providing background music. That's what we do. So let's jump into this village idiot.
You just like gonna skip over. Yeah. Who else is here?
Yeah. Like, oh no, hold on. Like, I'm sorry.
I'm here. Hey guys, KK's here. KK.
Sunny.
Yes, boy, Sunny. How you
AKA
doing?
Future. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that title.
Holla at your boy.
Dang, you sound like a dinosaur and shit. I'm stuck.
That's okay. First story here. Now if you're gonna steal something, you gotta go big, right?
Yeah.
Go hard or go home.
That's it.
Yeah.
70,000 in bull sperm stolen from a Leroy farm.
Why?
Well, what was it? Was it stolen by another farmer? Because that would make sense. Like, he wants some prized bull too.
How quickly you justify this? How quickly?
I don't understand why you're still shocked by this. Like, 3 years later, yes. I think a little differently than other people.
And now there's just a two types bit. Of people in the world.
Mm-hmm. Just a teensy bit.
Two types of people in the world.
But no, like for real though, like I could definitely see like another farmer trying to get himself some prize bull.
Yeah,
I just want to know how did he get like how did he carry that much.
No, my issue isn't with how did he carry it. My issue is how did he get it.
And how do we know it's worth $70,000? You know, did someone do the pinky test? Like, that's the good stuff.
No.
You know, like, what? How did this happen?
Well, I mean, okay, so they probably put it to $70,000 because the bull that he stole it from was probably a multiple prize winner.
Yeah.
And probably birthed plenty of prize winners.
Yeah.
So that's probably why it was they estimated it to $70,000.
It's an expensive shot. I'll tell you that.
That Kobe beef.
That's for real.
Wow.
That's an expensive shot.
Who'd have knew? I need to make some bucks. Anywho, that's the first story of the night. We're going to do this down and dirty style.
He stole some sperm.
Yeah. $70,000 worth.
How?
Yeah.
Story doesn't jump into all that.
It just says they stole it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say how they stole it.
I want to know. I'm going to dig more into this one because this may be an extended village idiot. Next story. A little bit of Easter love here. Easter baskets typically have what, village?
Candy.
Toys.
Eggs.
There you go.
A little, the little green grass stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Peeps.
Ooh. What are those things called?
Cadbury eggs.
No. Peeps. What are those things called? The little birds?
Peeps.
The peeps. Yeah. Peeps. Peeps are like standard. They come stock in Easter baskets.
Do they?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
The world needs to know they come standard.
And the fake grass.
You can't forget
the fake grass. And the fake grass.
Oregon mother says she found bags of pot in toddler's Easter basket.
That's what's up, man.
The toddler got real grass.
I almost didn't get that. It almost went right over my head. Yes, yes, yes. Nah, that reminds me of, remember we did a village idiot and we were talking about the lady who put like, well, how many pounds of pot into her kid and sent her to daycare? Remember that? That's what this reminds me of.
Yeah.
This must be her cousin. It's a family business.
Seattle. An Oregon mother says she got more than she bargained for when she picked up an Easter gift for her toddler in the clearance section of a local Walmart.
Well,
Walmart strikes again.
Like, honestly, like, are you surprised though?
Like, no, I'm not actually.
I'm not surprised. You said one. Now, if you had said like Sprouts
or Target,
not even a Sprouts, because Sprouts is really into that organic thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I could definitely see them doing that.
Yeah,
you can get anything from Walmart.
Anything from Walmart, man. Anything.
You can get syphilis from Walmart.
What?
If you go to the back.
Uh-huh.
What? What do you know about this?
I'm just saying.
When it's cold outside.
It's in the frozen food section.
Girl, who are you holding? Christina Marie Hanna of Otis says she found 3 bags of marijuana stuffed inside the Smart Shops Sports Center toy, according to a police spokesperson in the city of Newport. Where the item was purchased. The toy made by VTech is for children around the ages of 1 and 2 and comes with multiple parts, including balls to toss in a basket and a screen that lights up. Hannah told broadcaster KATU that as she assembled the item for her toddler, she found some parts were missing. Left behind in the box were the clear plastic bags of what she said was marijuana.
See, well, now, here's the thing. Dude...
Oh, go ahead.
So, the dude... This is what happened. Somebody stashed it there, right?
Exactly.
Because I'm just gonna say that. They were being smart, and they went and looked for the dumbest toy that no one would buy and said, this is safe.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one is going to buy this toy.
And
sure enough, you get the mom who thinks the corny stuff is okay.
And went in there and she
just
took
it. I'm not really mad at the dude or female who stashed it there.
No.
Like, I understand, man. I understand.
I just want to know if she kept the bags.
See, that's what I was thinking.
And how much was it?
Nah, see, she's saying 3 bags, but you know there was 5.
Yeah.
Like, this is what I'm trying to say. Like, if I go up in Walmart, right? Like, I'm the one, I'm in Walmart, like, you know what? We gonna get this 50% off Easter basket because mommy didn't get you an Easter basket. But this candy's still good.
And mommy gotta get her hair done still.
But that's usually the case, though. Like, that's usually the case. I'm not saying with you. I'm saying with, like, any other mother. Like, so I could go get this $30 Easter bag right here that's like really nice and all multicolored and stuff. Or
shots fired.
Or I can go get this this little $2.50 and still go get my nails and pedicure done.
I wish I didn't say that joke because I got to sleep next to her.
Shots fired.
But I mean, it's true though. There's a lot of moms that do that though. There's a lot of moms that do that.
Sleep with an ice pack.
Mm. On behalf of the mothers in the world, we do not do that.
That's right.
Okay.
On behalf of the mothers in the world.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You sure don't.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm. Every single one of you is a saint.
No, no. No, no, no. We're not saints.
Saints.
We're not saints. We're not saints. We
every last one of you.
We just won't pay all of a bill. But to make sure. But we'll make sure that the babies get what they need.
Just put a little something on the light bill.
That's it. We just put a little bit down to make sure it still stays on for the rest of, you know, the month. And then we'll figure it out the next time. But we're not going to do it for the baby's Easter basket. You know what I mean? So I wanted to know, like, if I was the one, or if you guys were the one, you know, you went in there, you was just getting a little Timmy, a little Easter basket. It was like 50% off. You could tear it apart and still feed them the candy. And you were the one who found the 3 pounds of weed.
Oh,
guess I want to know, was you turning that into Walmart?
Three pounds of weed?
Nah, guess what?
I don't give that to nobody.
I don't smoke. So
order 3 bags or whatever.
I don't smoke, but if I came across that, best believe I'm selling it.
See, I think this story is bogus.
Best believe I'm walking outside, waving them bags in the air. Come and get it.
Them in the air.
I don't know nobody who's going to Walmart. I don't know nobody who's going to Walmart.
I'd put them on Craigslist. I think that's the best way to do it.
I'm sorry.
Who's the first people she told about these dime bags or whatever it was? These little baggies.
See, this is why I think this is bogus. This is a bogus story.
I'm hoping it could be.
Because in real life, I just can't see this going down. I can't see me being on the phone like, yeah, girl, I just got little Timmy a basket. Oh, snap. Hold on.
Is that a blunt?
Girl, I just found me some weed up in this basket. Let me call the news.
Well, hold on. Is it Kush?
Is it premium? Like,
is it that Magic Mike? Like, are you, what is it?
Like, are you making that phone call? Like, if you smell it because it was skunk? Or was you like, oh.
I'm gonna have to call y'all back.
It was probably honestly though, it probably wasn't the good stuff. You can smell when it's the good stuff. So if you smelt it, you know she did. All security measures,
you still can smell it.
You know she smelled the bag. What it probably was, it was the garbage stuff. She's like, yeah, I'm just gonna turn this in because I'm probably gonna get a migraine if I smoke it.
And I'm gonna get a new toy for my kid from VTech.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out.
And a $50 Walmart gift card.
That's right. What was her girl's name?
Oh,
Walma Heart.
Man.
Shout out to Walma Heart.
Nah, man. No shout out. Nah.
I'm about to find you and send you some audio about you. Done.
So done.
Next story.
Mm-hmm.
Going international, Village. Lady J, International, KK.
Again, international. The international ones are never like funny with the American ones.
Oh, we got one. I'm just going to go ahead and say it.
Word.
Shepherd was found dead after having sex with a scarecrow that he put a wig and lipstick on.
Woo!
Was the crow on steroids? Was it bigger than normal?
No. A scarecrow.
Scarecrow.
Like
the Wizard of Oz.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you said crow.
No, baby. Scarecrow.
I mean, what's the difference between a blow up doll and a scarecrow?
Straw and pointy thing.
Straw, yeah.
So he died?
Yeah, he did. Passed
from
away.
Having sex
with
scarecrow.
Scarecrow.
That scarecrow must have threw it back.
Must have put it on him. That's all I could think of. He couldn't handle it. Maybe he thought he was the truth and Scarecrow was like, nah, pimping. A ride for mine.
I just don't understand what he died from. Like, was he old? Was he old? Like, what was the issue to where he died? Why did he die?
Neighbors. It's common for men to die having sex.
To me, it just doesn't, like, there are blow-up dolls and there are scarecrows. Really no difference to me.
Neighbors led police to the Argentinian man body after they rang the local council after a foul smell coming from Jose Alberto's home in San Jose de Balcar, the International Business Time reports. Police later found Alberto, 58, whose rotting remains were found next to the scarecrow. The scarecrow also had a strap-on sex toy attached to it.
So he was taking it.
Yeah, maybe. Mm. During the first visual inspection, it appeared that they were two dead bodies. Then it was found that actually one of the bodies was a doll with special features. Prosecutor Rodolfo Moore told the Bacare Journal. It was lying next to the deceased and had a 6-inch strap-on penis. Mm-mm-mm. Mr. Moore, he doesn't need much. Mr. Moore said there was no signs of violence or robbery at the scene of the man's death. We are working on the assumption that the man died during sex with the scarecrow.
He was practicing safe sex.
That is the ultimate in safe sex. Strap a projectile to the scarecrow and let him dig you out.
Well, I mean, here it is. Here's the truth of the matter is people have their own sexual, you know, proclivities in life. Mm-hmm. You know, he wasn't bothering nobody. He just said, this is what I like and this is what I, you know, my preference is or whatever. And I don't have a partner. And so this is how I get it down. You know, like if you got needs, you got needs. Like there's nothing different than women strapping those type of items to other things. Those type of items to other things and doing what they gotta do. You know, it's been around for this is crazy because if it was a woman doing this conversation, if this was about a woman, nobody would even care because it's about a guy who likes men or something.
I would care.
You don't care.
I'm still gonna crack jokes. Yeah. You died with sex with a scarecrow.
Just because he likes it, lets it up the other way.
Yeah.
Doesn't
mean nothing
that he likes men.
Dude, you banged a scarecrow and died.
with all the social media and dating apps and whatnot, then
it's not necessary. You don't think? No. I mean, he is in a different country. He is in Argentina, which is a highly Catholic country.
I don't care. You know you're what, like though? Right it's next to Brazil.
It's a good thing. No, it really is. I think it's a good thing that he did it with the scarecrow and not another person, because that would be so embarrassing. Like,
traumatizing.
This would have happened if it was with a person or a scarecrow or a blow up doll, whatever. It would have happened. So I'm glad he did it with a scarecrow.
Wouldn't traumatize me at all.
It would be traumatizing to have sex with someone and then they die on you.
I wouldn't.
What? That'd be an ego boost.
Up top.
It's called a black widow. That's what that's called right there.
What?
There's
an actual term for this?
Yeah.
She'd be like,
she's a black widow.
You okay? Hey. Did you change your will? No. Go find me another one. Black Widow.
Get it. Like a Benedict Arnold.
How do you know about this?
Or a, what is it called? The Dirty...
She read it in a comic book.
Or a Dirty Good. Sanchez.
I got your back, girl. girl team right here. I got it.
Get it.
Look, I'm waiting for Hugh Hefner to go, man.
Dude.
Like, I'm waiting. I love Hugh
like,
Hefner.
Like, Hugh is... How old is Hugh? Is he like 89 or 97?
Dude.
He will never die.
No.
For real, like Stan Lee. Stan Lee will never die.
Made a deal with the devil. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, like they will never die. But it's like, he's married now.
Is he? Did he get married?
Yeah, he got married to like some 20-something-year-old.
That's gotta be awkward.
She don't love you, Hugh.
She don't love you. Okay, you know what? I'm not even gonna say that.
No.
No, she could possibly love this dude. Mm-hmm.
She loves him the way she loves a grandpa. Yeah.
There's some issues going on there that we should go.
Just because they're together doesn't mean that they're intimate with each other. You know what I mean?
This is true. Maybe he just wanted a companion that was official. That's all. Yeah, he wanted to put papers on somebody.
He hadn't put papers on somebody for a long time. So maybe he just was like, you know what? I'm going to make you an honest woman today.
You know that didn't he make his ex-wife and son, they live right next door to the Playboy Mansion?
I wouldn't want to live next door to that mess.
I remember I read that somewhere. There was a whole interview with Hugh Hefner and his ex-wife and his son. And they literally, I could have sworn they said they live right next door to the Playboy Mansion, so they're all right next to each other.
That's
so.
Like living next to a frat house.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, I don't think the son was like allowed to
go over to the Playboy Mansion.
Like, I don't think certain, I'd be allowed to certain go parts of the Playboy Mansion, mm-hmm. like off limits. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. I gotta reread it. I could be wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lady J. KK. Hmm. What is the reason? Did you want to stab your significant other?
Oh, there's plenty. There's plenty of reasons to stab your significant other.
Besides the short jokes.
Oh, I know why.
Why?
Turn into a walker.
Ooh. Turn into a what?
A zombie.
Turn into a walker. I gotta stab you in the head.
I give you that one. Okay. I give her that one. Honestly, I gotta give her that one because I would do it too.
I agree.
With a tear rolling down my cheek, I would
like. Just, yeah, we've already discussed this. Like, yeah. if he turns. Boom, if I turn,
make it quick.
Take me out, man.
Take it out. Don't ever let me get to nobody.
Yeah.
And we got to make it quick because you like strong as an ox. So we have to do some sneak attack, like double team, try to figure out how to like just, I don't know.
You got it, though.
Get me before I get you.
Yep.
We get it. I'm coming from the top ropes.
I get it.
She'll be flying down with the Falcon sound, like Assassin's Creed. Oh!
Slow motion
coming with
the eagle number. Eye
her purple house coat flailing in the wind. Woman stabbed her boyfriend after he ate all the salsa.
This story
is unnecessary.
Really?
I've seen these stories, too many of them lately. Yeah, like I really think social media is making people crazy.
Yo, did you see the one where the chick is on a murder charge for trying to eat her boyfriend's penis?
Wait, what?
Yes, I did see that.
What?
I didn't read the whole story. I was confused about the murder charge part, but yeah, she was like, she literally tried to eat her boyfriend's penis.
And I think I may know a little bit what you're talking about here.
I didn't read the whole story. I just saw the headline, yeah.
That is crazy. And I was just
like, yeah, I'm kind of good. I don't feel like reading this right now.
I think...
Scroll.
I think Mama may have posted this.
Your mama did do that. Oh, yeah, she did.
She did. That was from her.
Shout out to Lady D. What's up?
The moms of the village. See, she's getting crazy on Facebook now, too.
Oh, yes. Initially, she didn't want Facebook. And then now that she's on Facebook, she just be like, I'm going to post this craziness.
Yeah, because she'd be posting some wildness. I'd be like, really? But, Mom, we love you. Just want you to know that. Okay. So, woman tries to eat man's penis.
Why?
Orlando, Florida. Florida.
Stand
up, Florida.
Isn't Welcome. That the same place where the dude tried to eat the other dude's face?
Uh-huh. Yo, that one, that was the beginning of the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Just Patient zero.
I have the security system on my car called Skynet, and she...
Yo.
Skylink, I mean.
Yo! Tell me I'm not the only one who sees this problem. What is it? Skylink.
Yeah, but it's so, Skynet. Skynet.
It doesn't matter.
Skynet just changed the name.
Yeah, it's just...
They saw all the Arnold Schwarzenegger videos, and they're like, oh, they're on to us. Let's change it to Skylink. Quick!
But she was serious for a second. That's what made it worse.
No, she's still serious.
Wow. Like,
it's Skynet.
Just like Sirius the Devil.
Siri got to go.
Orlando, Florida. Police have charged 29-year-old Priscilla Vaughn with attempted murder after she chewed on a man's genitals so severely that he needed surgery. Mm-hmm. The man met Vaughn online,
mm-hmm.
where she is listed as an escort. After a romantic dinner at Applebee's, shout out to Applebee's for holding it down. Romantic dinner at Applebee's. The pair consumed ecstasy, problem, alcohol, more problem, and marijuana, more problem, before going back to a hotel room. How'd they get there? That's where Vaughn started biting the 30-year-old man's penis and genitalia, causing him to bleed heavily. The man told deputies that it appeared as if Vaughn was trying to eat his penis and testicles. He said he tried to fight her off, but she was too powerful.
that's that ecstasy, man. Yes, that's that ecstasy. She done popped that molly and she on it.
And the only reason she started chewing on it is because the munchies, man. Afterwards, like, yeah.
Wow. I got the munchies for
you, baby. I'm mad that he justified this when I can't. Dude. Like, I can't justify this in any type of way, but yet.
Perfect. Perfect. Perfect right here. This is it. This is your yin and yang. Right here. Justified. Like, he went there too. And I'm like, yep. I'm trying to figure out how in the hell did they get back to the hotel? Marijuana, alcohol, and ecstasy? Dude, I'm looking at the walls watching the paint melt. For real.
Watching the little popcorn flex tell a story.
For real. I'm looking at Kizzy's head like, why does your head look like a carrot?
I won't take that personal because you were on drugs. So, I'm going to just let that go.
Start.
Just going to let that go.
Touching her head.
Just going to let that go.
That's what happened.
That's what happened. I get drunk and I get touchy-feely.
Oh, man. That he turns into Mr. Rogers. Mm-hmm.
Get a little bit of... I'm not going to go there.
Censored.
But yeah, so just young lady, she had the eye of the tiger after she had all that in her system, and it wasn't
the eye of the tiger. She
no,
had in mind.
No.
Had another eye in mind.
Yeah, she did. She had that. I couldn't imagine like a young lady chewing on me. Like I think that's like every guy's fear. Like
what? Well,
it depends on
well,
what you mean.
Yeah.
What? What? In the
we have a habit of chewing on each other.
Oh, okay.
We chew on it, like, but like we have lines, like we have like, boundaries.
Do you guys have a safe word?
Like no. He bites my cheeks.
Oh, okay.
And like my chin and my forehead, and then sometimes my scalp. And like I like to chew like on his
arm,
on his arms, like the back of his arms, because that's like as tall as I can go. Unless he's sitting down, then I'll chew. It's
that new love.
Like,
yeah. It's weird, though.
And I'll chew on his ankles, too.
She just recently started biting my ankles.
Yeah, his ankles. I'll chew on his ankles now.
I mean, you're already there. Like, at that level.
It's a little different for me, but hey, if you love it, I like it.
That's right. I'm not going to tease you on mic about it.
I've also bit her butt.
Look, I do that now.
I don't need to know about all. I don't need to know about.
They yeah. No.
Reel it in, people.
Village just disregard that last comment.
All right, Village, we're gonna call it a night because now we're just sounding a little bit of lunacy.
There's nothing wrong with a little
got the munchies for you, baby.
You bet not ever. You bet not.
Everybody likes Looney Tunes.
I think we do. But she's talking about, I got the munchies for you, baby. You ain't got them kind of munchies. If you ever chew on me, get hit with a PlayStation remote.
Hey, what was that old WWE wrestler? Sexy chocolate something. I don't know.
One of them. Mm-hmm. One of them from the 80s.
Yeah, the Mohawk. Nah, that was Viscera. And then there was Mark Henry.
Dang, he knows names. I don't even remember.
You talking about on Glow? Look,
I can name him by Speedos.
Wow.
Like
word.
I, wow. Like the Irish guy, wow. Who's really really pasty.
Oh.
Like
what's his name? McLaughlin. What's that dude's
something.
Name?
Something. It's something Irish or Scottish. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And then The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And then John Cena.
Mm-hmm. Close your eyes. Like her eyes like rolled up. Like yeah. She just had a moment.
Look,
of like
John Cena and The Rock, man.
Like white picket fence.
Yeah, it was
two all and that. A half dogs.
Two and a half. Wait.
I don't know.
Protein. They need a protein.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Village. we're gonna wrap this up because we're in here just having fun. Lady J at Loving Chanel. KK at Bluntly KK. And also at Real Angry Panda.
That one, yep.
And if you want to get at Sunny, aka The Future, hit up at Bluntly KK. She will relay the messages as she's chewing on his ankles.
Every time, I'm going to start calling you like Chihuahua or something. Because this is what makes me think of mommy.
I'm going to wait till she comes home and start barking at her.
He barks at me all the time. I do that now. He barks at me all the time.
You know, you guys have a really interesting relationship. You know?
New love is so fun.
I have to make sure I'm alpha.
Wow. we literally battle for that alpha spot.
I bet it doesn't take much. I mean, he just got to keep his hand out. But anyways, I am at Enlighten My Mind. Village Twitter handle at W2TheVillage. You can also hit us up. welcometothevillage@gmail.com website. Check out the website. Click on the ads. That would be awesome of you. welcometothevillage.com. Yeah. What else is there, Lady J?
There's a whole lot of stuff.
Google Instagrammers. Yeah.
Look, this is what y'all could do. Just go to the web browser, type in Welcome to the Village. Every little thing
that they do
you're right. is going to pop up on the very first page. Mm-hmm. There will be the Instagram. There will be the Twitter. There will be the co-host to pop up as well. Yeah, just type in the Welcome to the Village. Welcome, number two, the Village.
All one word.
Everything will pop up.
That's right. That is the best way to do it.
Even the Gmail thing comes up too.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Am I okay?
Like, you're totally breathing into the mic.
Darth Vader into the room.
Am I?
Like, I was really thinking, like, Luke, I am your father.
Speaking to the microphone.
Right.
I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. I was just sitting here just really just listening to y'all.
I thought you fell asleep for a second.
Tired she is. The bed she will fall.
All of a sudden you start hearing bear snores in the microphone.
I swear, if she started snoring, we would have kept recording.
And I'm getting video. Posting it to the Village Facebook page.
Yeah, I got jokes. Oh. Just...
Have you guys gonna talked this about work. How much fun we had at the Deaf and Hard of Hearing
skate party?
We'll talk about that in another
show.
Okay.
We're going to bring that up in a more serious show.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I didn't even post any pictures for that yet, so no biggie.
Because my boy was struggling.
I took video of it. It was so
funny. Oh, YouTube. Dude.
I took video. You need to send me that video.
You need to send me those videos and pictures.
I'll show you now when we get off the mic. Okay. It's so funny.
Village, we thank you guys for listening. We love you. God bless you. Have a great night.
Good night. Good night.
I holla. Are you in the area of Melbourne, Florida? Are you in need of an excellent dog or cat groomer that loves your four-legged family as much as you do? Well, at Heavenly Touch Dog and Cat Grooming, we love each other just as we love your pets. Family-owned and run with perfection as our goal. If you would like to book an appointment, please call us at 321-622-6963. Email us at heavenlytouchdogandcatgrooming@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at Heavenly Touch Dog and Cat Grooming and check out our photo gallery of our adorable, satisfied customers. Come visit us in person, 2260 Sarno Road, Melbourne, Florida, 32935. Visit our website for the most current pet-friendly specials, www.heavenlytouch.vpweb.com. With a variety of services to choose from, we are sure you'll be happy working with us. We know your pet will want to come back for another Heavenly Touch.